USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
CNN announced Tuesday they have suspended opinion host Chris Cuomo indefinitely. The New York Attorney General's office released transcripts and exhibits Monday that shed new light on Chris Cuomo's involvement in his brother's sexual assault allegations from nearly a dozen women. Chris's brother was the former governor of New York State. Chris on Sirius XM hours before he was let go by the opinionated network.
I did not want him to resign in the beginning because I believed him. Leave the women alone and let due process take care of the situation. When there wasn't going to be due process and his party was against him, and obviously the Republicans weren't going to help him, then he had no choice because he couldn't do the work of the state anymore.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments this morning in a challenge to Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The 1973 law Roe v. Wade established a constitutional right to abortions. States are attempting to save the lives of voiceless children. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A high school sophomore at Oxford High School in Michigan went on a rampage Tuesday.
News of the deadly school shooting 40 miles north of Detroit broke just as President Biden was preparing to discuss other issues with reporters at the White House. He said of the incident,
"My heart goes out to the families enduring the unimaginable grief of losing a loved one."
Police say a 15-year-old suspect who was a student at Oxford High School opened fire on his classmates, killing three teens, two girls and a boy, and there are seven students still being treated. Three are in critical condition. A teacher who was wounded has been released from the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball could be headed to its first work stoppage in 26 years after a pair of brief negotiating sessions Tuesday went nowhere in Irving, Texas. The sport's five-year collective bargaining agreement expires at midnight tonight, and management is expected to follow with a lockout of the Major League Baseball Players Association. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden could repeat history by refusing to take action if Russian President Vladimir Putin takes aggressive action against Ukraine. Republican Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina on Newsmax Tuesday.
I mean, this is just a pattern that this administration has. You know, occasionally you hear words that there's going to be consequences. What are they? From Jen Psaki basically just circling back and making just words. The disturbing part about this is, where's the Secretary of State Blinken? You know, when Mike Pompeo was Secretary of State, he gave daily briefings. The only ones we've heard anything from has definitely not been from him.
Right.
It's been from the M16, Mr. Moore, who gives an update, but it should be from the Secretary of State. But I think it's probably just more of the same, and that Russia knows this, and that's the sad part about it. It is worst case, but it's something we can't sit back. I mean, talk to Jack King, who's got definite ideas about this. He's boots on the ground in the past, and he's got an excellent thoughts on what to do, but doing nothing is not an option. That it just gives a green light to other countries who are going to do the same thing that China appears is going to do with Taiwan and Russia with Ukraine. And it's a toothless tiger that this administration is projecting. And, you know, we're dealing with countries that do not like America and countries that will take over anything they can if we don't respond.
Visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.